Chapter 24. Accordingly, Johanan now sent his brother Simon and Jonathan, son of Sisenna, with about 100 heavy-armed soldiers as secret messengers to Simon, son of Gamaliel, in Jerusalem, to slander me on account of my great power and to insist that I would be coming very shortly to the metropolis as a tyrant, unless I was prevented. These men also came in order to entreat Simon to induce the Jerusalemite commonality to deprive me of the government over the Galileans and to vote that authority to him. Indeed, although the populace already knew these things, they did not take them seriously. But some of the powerful men, along with some of the chiefs, were motivated by envy. Now Simon was indeed from the city of Jerusalem, but of a very illustrious race, but also of the sect of the Pharisees, who have the reputation of being unrivaled by any in their precision regarding the laws of their fathers. Now he was a man of great intelligence and reason, and by his prudence was able to rectify an unfortunate situation in state affairs. Now he was an old friend and associate of Johanan, but at that time was at variance with me. Therefore, as soon as he had received the appeal, he tried to persuade the chief priests, Hanan, and Yeshua, son of Gamaliel, along with some others of their faction, to cut me down and not permit my glory to soar to its pinnacle. So he said to them,
"It will be to your advantage if he is removed from Galilee."
But he urged Hanan's party,
"Act without delay. Otherwise, he might learn about all this in advance and march against the city with a large force."
This was indeed what Simon counseled. But the chief priest Hanan represented to them that this action would not be easy to accomplish.
"For many of the chief priests and foremost men of the multitude testify to his decency as a general. But to make an accusation against a man whom no righteous charge is able to be brought is a deed of base men."
Now when Simon heard these things from Hanan, he indeed requested those men to keep silent and not to divulge these discussions to the public, for he declared,
"I myself will make provision to have him speedily removed from Galilee."
Now after he summoned Johanan's brother, he ordered him to send gifts to Hanan's party, for he declared,
"In this way, I will induce them to change their opinions."
And in the end, Simon accomplished what he had aimed at. For Hanan and those with him were corrupted by the money. And so, they conspired to expel me from Galilee without anyone else in the city knowing about this. So, on their own initiative, they also voted to recall me from the generalship. Truly, since they did not expect this directive to be sufficient, they also thought it necessary to send four of their eminent men, who indeed differed in respect to race, but were similar in respect to education. Now indeed, two of them, Judah, son of Jonathan, and Hananiah, son of Zadoki, were from the populace and of the sect of the Pharisees. But the third, Joezer, son of Nomikos, was of priestly race, and he was also a Pharisee. But Simon, son of Jonathan, the youngest of them, was from the chief priests. All were very able speakers with the objective of undermining the goodwill which I had built up. These men were directed to approach the Galilean multitude in order to ascertain the reason why they loved me. If they said that, it was because I was a Jerusalem native, they were to say that so were all four of them. And if they said that it was because of my expertise in their laws, they were to declare that neither were they ignorant of the customs of their fathers. But if they said that they loved me because of the priesthood, they were to answer that two of them were also priests. Once they had established these terms, they gave Jonathan's party 40,000 pieces of silver out of the public money. But when they heard that a certain Galilean named Yeshua was staying in Jerusalem, who had with him a company of 600 heavy-armed soldiers, they summoned him and gave him 3 months' pay and directed him to accompany Jonathan's party and to submit to them. But they also gave silver to 300 men who were citizens for the maintenance of them all and ordered them to follow the elders. Therefore, once they had consented and had been arrayed for departure, Jonathan's party set out with them, also taking Yohanan's brother and 100 heavy-armed soldiers. The total number of heavy-armed soldiers whom they dispatched amounted to 2,500. They had received instructions from those who sent them that, indeed, in the event that I would voluntarily lay down my weapons and come with them to render an account, they were to allow me to do so and send me alive to the city of the Jerusalemites. But if I offered resistance in order to remain, they were to treat me as a foe and kill me without any anxiety, for the order had come from them. Now, they had also written to Yohanan to prepare for war against me, and secretly sent money to him in order to enable him to collect mercenaries. They issued orders to the residents of both Zippori and Gabara, and to Tiberias to send auxiliaries to Yohanan. Consequently, and since I had taken no precautions, 4 cities would immediately revolt to my opponents as soon as they appeared: Zippori, and Gabara, and Gishalav, and Tiberias.